With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Cathedral in Notre Dame in Paris is celebrating Christmas for the first time since 2019 in a restored sanctuary after a fire nearly destroyed the historic church. American tourist Lori Fleet says the experience was very moving.
It's absolutely beautiful. Once in a lifetime experience to just take part in this tonight was truly an experience. Very moving.
Meanwhile, celebrations in Christ's birthplace in Bethlehem were muted because of the continuing wars in the Middle East. Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump promised there would be more federal executions after President Biden commuted many death sentences.
President-elect Donald Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment. That's after President Joe Biden commuted the sentences of most people on federal death row, in part to stop Trump from pushing forward their executions. Trump criticized the decision to change the sentences of 37 of the 40 condemned people to life in prison without parole. Trump said that he'll direct the Department of Justice to pursue the death penalty as soon as he's inaugurated. Trump was vague on what specific actions he may take. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Congress was set to get a raise before voters weighed in. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has that.
As Musk argued against the so-called continuing resolution in a stream of posts on X, he said lawmakers were set to receive a 40% salary increase if the bill passed. However, rank-and-file members of the House and Senate would have gotten at most a pay bump of $6,600, or 3.8% of their $174,000 annual salary, according to the Congressional Research Service. Nonetheless, that provision wasn't included in the bill that emerged and was signed into law after 2 days of debate on Capitol Hill. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. A Christian realtor is in trouble.
Wilson Fabler has been found guilty by the National Association of Realtors of violating its code of ethics by quoting from the Bible. Fauber, a Virginian native, went on social media in 2015 to express his hope that the Supreme Court would not legalize gay marriage, explaining his position based on Scripture. Two other realtors dug up those comments and submitted them to the NAR in hopes of getting Fauber expelled. He is considering a lawsuit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge rules that Missouri's near-total abortion ban is unenforceable under a new constitutional amendment. But Planned Parenthood says it still isn't able to resume providing abortions in Missouri. That's because the judge has left in place licensure requirements for abortion facilities, which Planned Parenthood says it cannot currently meet. Missouri is one of five states where voters approved abortion ballot measures on Election Day. This is SRN News. A town in Washington state has become the Christmastime capital of the Pacific Northwest.
The scent of bratwurst and pretzels fills the air as horses clop down Main Street hauling a carriage full of tourists. Welcome to Leavenworth, Washington. Last year saw 3 million tourists. It was a boom town thanks to mining and a sawmill that went bust, then turned to tourism by turning into a Bavarian holiday village. In the 60s, businesses built Bavarian-style buildings, stringing them with Christmas lights, and the town was reborn. I'm Julie Walker.
New research shows drinking coffee can lower the risk of certain cancers. University of Utah School of Medicine research shows those who drank more than 4 cups of coffee a day compared to those who didn't had a 17% lower risk of neck and head cancer, 30% lower of mouth cancer, and 22% lower of throat cancer. More details at SRNnews.com.